Hachette Audio presents Between Georgia, written by Jocelyn Jackson and read by the author.
For Bob before me and Sam after. Chapter 1. The war began 30 years, 9 months, and 7 days ago, when I was deaf and blind, floating silent and serene inside Hazel Crabtree. I was secreted in Hazel's womb, which was cloaked in her pale and freckled skin, which was in turn hidden by the baggy sweatsuit she adopted so she'd look fat instead of pregnant. Which was ridiculous, because who ever heard of a fat Crabtree? They were all tall and weedy, slouching around like wilting stems, red hair blooming out the top. Hazel Crabtree was 15 years old, and no one thought twice about her expanding waistline as she crept around the edges of rooms, watching her mother ignore her, and ignoring me in turn as I kicked at her and spun and grew myself some lungs. I never heard Hazel's side of the story. She birthed me, but was never in any sense my mother. I heard an expurgated version from my Aunt Jenny. To hear Jenny tell it, I frolicked bloodlessly into the world attended by singing rabbits. From Aunt Bernice, I got raw medical data and a flat recitation of events in the order they occurred. But my mother, Stacia Frett, told it to me as a love story, hers and mine. It wasn't a declaration of war to her. It was simply the tale of how we found each other. My